Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to Hot Take Thursday. It's summer. You're hot, we're hot, and the conversations online are getting even more heated. Today, we're getting out of the therapy chair and sharing how we really feel about what's going on in the climate right now.
What kind of climate, Jess?
I was just going to say, okay, to clarify here, we're not talking about like climate, like, you know, like the earth.
No.
Well, we kind of are, but we're zooming out. Okay, so we're going to be, you know, we're going there today. We are going to talk about the chaos that is our political climate.
Somewhere an angel loses its wings. That's what happens.
Totally.
They're like, you know, a kitten dies somewhere if you say politics in America.
Like out of the tree. We killed a cat. Another cat.
100%. An orphan does not get adopted. That's what happens.
I mean,
like,
that's,
it's
like,
just a really bad.
Bad juju, bad energy. Yeah. Every time I say the word politics, it's like
absolutely
bad energy.
Okay. And listen, if you are tempted right now to turn this off, don't you dare.
Yeah,
don't you dare turn this off. And if you are just listening to us, you should go to YouTube and subscribe to our channel there, because you will see, you know, that your picture is worth a thousand words. The picture of my face tells you a lot more about how I'm feeling right now, even just like starting this conversation, than we could ever describe verbally. Meanwhile, Jess, you look like you're chomping at the bit a little bit. Are you chomping?
Well, I'm not. It's... You know, well, because here's the deal. Like, this political conversation today on this hot take short episode is not about making a statement or a point. Like, it's not about picking a side or a path or anything. That's not what it's about. So I don't have any stress related to that, because I'm not trying to get on a political soapbox here.
Yes.
All I want to do is call out how absolutely insane it all is right now.
It is
absolute insanity, to the point where I've looked up to the sky the other day and I was like, okay, like the Truman Show, you know, where they like open the lid. I'm like waiting. I'm like, I feel like we've done enough experimenting with like, you know, our culture, our society here, like open the door. Let's be like, okay, just kidding.
Right.
It's all
open the
just
door
been for fun.
Just like maybe send us like a reasonable human. Open the door and send us just something that would make me feel confident.
Anything?
Hopeful. Proud to be an American. Have you ever seen that GIF? I think
and
I've sent
I'm
it to you.
Proud to be an American.
I knew you were going to do that.
Yeah,
you know where the guy
song,
is in the driving rain and he has the American flag and it usually says something like America, like, which brings you back
America.
To, you know, the George, one of the Georges, one of the Bushes, you know?
One of the Bushes.
America. And I miss that feeling of like hope and pride and a sense of being a nation. And like, have things gotten worse or was I just young? I don't know.
I don't know if things have gotten, I'm with you on that, right? Like, was I just naive? And yeah, I think there was a little. I actually don't think a lot of this is new. I think we're just seeing it. I also will just go back to social media and the internet. I mean, come on. Like, you just scroll down and look at like headlines. You can't, and people aren't even reading articles anymore. That's part of the problem. You're just reading headline after headline after headline. And I mean, they're going to, whatever sells, they're going to talk about. So that's where I'm like, is it bad? Or are we watching like Keeping Up with America? Like, it's like the worst reality show that I've ever experienced. It's not entertaining anymore.
No, and I think it's embarrassing.
It does make me feel
like other countries are looking at us being like, what the actual fuck is happening? After, I'm just going to say it, after the debate, if you could call it that.
That was not a debate.
I felt so bad. I felt so bad and sad and embarrassed and then sad again. And just, I just felt disheartened, not very hopeful. And waiting for things to change was a very weird time. Okay, let me make this a little lighter though. I need to let you know, I did have my own personal hero step into the space between the terrible debate and Biden stepping down. Yes, I have a crush. I was listening to The Daily, which people might like it, people might not. It's top 10 of all podcasts at all times. So I think they do a good job telling the news. It was called 72 Hours Inside Biden's Campaign. They were kind of talking about that interim of like what's going to happen next. And around the midway point, a very clear talking man who happened to be Representative Adam Smith of the 9th Congressional District in Washington. I don't know what he does.
Does that name get any more American?
Adam Smith of Washington, D.C.
I mean, I just envision him carrying a flag right through the country. Adam Smith, like a founding father here.
He could be my founding father. That's what I got to say. Because he stepped into this and he gave an opinion. A straightforward, this is what I think. This is what I think should happen. This is what I'm observing. Nobody else is saying this because everyone is playing politics.
Yes.
And it didn't matter if I agreed with him, if I didn't agree with him. It didn't matter. I just wanted someone to be like, hey, we all saw what we saw. We should be able to say things that are clear, that are honest, that are true, and not do all of this weird jockeying bullshit where people are saying one thing behind the scenes and another thing in front of the scenes. This is what I feel like our politics is right now, is just that it's, I just want someone to be honest, have an opinion, say something
and that's
true.
Exactly it. And this is where we've all just lost so much trust in it all, in the whole process, in the people. I was sitting around a table with a group of people. I have no idea where any of them stand or line, what side of the aisle have you. However, we all collectively agreed that it is just like a giant shit show. And honestly, it was like, I don't know what to read. I don't know what to believe. I am watching something and being told something different. And I am like, sometimes I feel like, and I hate using the word gaslighting because it's everywhere right now, but I feel like I'm being like, am I crazy? Like, I have that moment so much right now where I'm like, wait, but I'm like watching this play out, but I'm being told it's not actually happening, but I'm watching it happen. But you're telling me it's like everybody is so like lost in it. And that is what is so hard, is I don't even know that anybody has like a solid belief anymore because they're just so like lost in all of it. And you're not allowed to give opinions. You're not allowed to say anything. Can I just tell you something though, my son said, which I was like toying with telling this story or not, but it's kind of funny. I think it's funny. I don't know. People might not think it's funny, but so we did have the debate on. I actually wouldn't have even turned it on, but my parents, you know, baby boomers. And so they were in town and we had it on. And my 7-year-old comes in and looks at the screen and he goes, is that Trump? And I said, yeah, that's Trump. And he goes, why is he up there? And he didn't even know, right? We don't really talk politics. I'm like, well, he's running for president. And he's like, oh. And then he goes, who's the dead guy? I swear to God. I know, but I'm going to say it. And I go, buddy, that's Biden. That's President Biden. And honestly, I was like, and he goes, whoa, it doesn't even look like him. I'm like, right. Thank you for right. just calling it out how it is. And then he goes, huh. And he goes, one of them's going to piss off China and we're screwed, and walks out the kitchen. And I was like, did my 7-year-old just like say that and just, you know, went on his merry way? And I'm like, that's what I actually want is right. that, right? That is just honesty, where it's like, it's mm-hmm. okay to just be honest.
Right.
And nobody even knows what honest is anymore. Like mm-hmm. what is real and what isn't real. And that is the whole premise of this episode, is just normalizing the fact that like it's wild. It is so wild out there right now. And I've heard so many podcasters and people be like, we're not going to do politics. We're not going to do politics. And I'm like, well, I get that. But can we just take it like zoom out yes. and not like and just say like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
This is actually insane.
Yeah. How could we not talk? How could we talk about this summer and not talk about like the biggest topic of the summer? I mean, we haven't even mentioned that former President Trump was nearly assassinated. I mean, where are we?
Watched it. I know we watched it, and then reading stuff, and I'm like, and we watched it as a family because it's history. It will be, you know, written in history. And you know, my kids know about, you know, Reagan and JFK. Actually, my daughter's like favorite presidents all happen to be, well, until now,
Lincoln.
What Lincoln? You know, and
the OG.
So, the total OG, when yeah. she had her top three, I'm like, huh, her top three presidents all were assassinated or nearly assassinated. Mm-hmm. Interesting. But this was the first time. And so it's history. But then reading it, and I'm like, oh, my God, everything is so backwards. Mm-hmm. Like at the end of the day, at what point did we like stop being humans mm-hmm. where you know, nobody should get shot. Period. End of subject. I don't care who you are. You should not, and nobody should experience that. Somebody should not be at a rally, regardless of your political beliefs, and lose their life. Period.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Yeah, it's just, it feels like mayhem. And I think a sense of lawlessness, a sense of escalation, and then this real, true, and you've beat this drum for a long time, kind of like everyone's lying to you all the time. And I'm like, like, you know, I don't fully believe that. But man, this has been challenging to the idea that anyone's telling the truth. And that's what I can't stand, is the notion that like, I don't want to feel like we live in the farce of a democracy. I don't want to feel like there are people out there reporting the news or saying how things are and willfully lying. And that's mm-hmm. just this. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing it on both sides the political spectrum. I feel like you're seeing it in like, you know, how people were reporting on how President Biden was doing and mm-hmm. not being honest about it. And, you know, when they see the clip after clip, he is more with it and vigorous and, you know, than anyone you've ever seen, you know, as if he is like out there at 4 a.m, like doing push-ups, and he's calling China and he's whatever.
He's like, what's up?
And that clearly hasn't been true.
No.
And so then you go, my right to make my own choice was taken away from me.
Yep.
And that feels terrible.
Yep.
And then we have things on the other side. Like, you know, you see some of, you know, J.D. Vance's former statements on President Trump being very negative. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you get that sense of maybe behind closed doors, it looks different, or you help people change because of proximity to power. And yeah, it could be true that you're like, I just totally didn't know anything about this guy. And now that I know everything about him, I'm a big fan and we're so aligned. But I'm like, I don't buy that. I'm like, at Mm-mm. some point, it wasn't just about the person. You had to disagree with some of the politics. And now you're there saying, this is, you know, I'm totally on board. And I just feel like watching people interact with power and everything that people are willing to do to maintain it, it's too much for me. It's too much for my sensitive soul. I can't believe. That's how I feel about politics.
I know.
This summer.
Well, and like the only hard line I ever draw is that's why I believe in term limits for all things, right?
Oh,
because
yes.
It's addicting.
Yes.
Power is addictive. That is just true. And this you have too many people in power for too long and nothing good is happening. And I think what you said actually beautifully and sadly summed up that I feel like, you know, this whole sense of democracy and they've been like, you know, we're fighting for democracy. I'm like, I feel like we lost it a really long time ago, to be honest. Like way, way before people think, like if we really just, I'm like, you just slowly over time, we don't have a choice anymore. Yeah, I mean, right, you can elect the president if you live in one of the swing states. If you're not in a swing state, actually your vote is irrelevant unless you're on the same board as whatever, you know, your state is. And then they go on to choose an administration that is not, we're not electing them. They choose it. The people in power choose it. And that's where I'm like, I think that whole sense of where I just am like, I don't get emotional about it anymore because I think when I zoomed out, I'm like, I don't actually feel like I have a voice anymore. I don't think like it matters. Because no matter what I think, what I believe, the powers that be, the people in power and have all the control are going to do what they want regardless. And so there's a sense of sadness with that. But I also think that this isn't new. I just am now more aware of it. And so sometimes I see these young, like college students, you know, and they're like protesting and doing their thing.
Aww,
and
so
I
sweet.
Look and I'm like, oh, you're so cute. You think you matter, like your
you
voice
think
matters.
You matter.
And again, I know
it
that's going to be
home. Go to class.
Like just go to school, go to class. Like
stop that.
Go live your life. Like, and people are going to not like me for saying that, but it's just true. Like it is true. We have lost all control. Mm-hmm. And whoever is in our capital, all how many of them now that like I don't even know they run the show.
Yeah.
Like we just hope and pray that maybe somebody will like speak truth along mm-hmm. the way, like Adam yeah. Smith, who
yeah.
I think I now enjoy Adam Smith. Hey buddy,
I think you do.
Hey Adam,
America,
we're on America. America, like just that's refreshing. And I think that is what you have to do is just find those little
just literally anybody, because like you said, if democracy is challenged and has been for a long time, if it's basically all about which interests have the most money and very few people having the power to elect, what I need is a leader.
Yeah.
That I feel good about.
Totally.
I want someone, I want you to be classy. I want you to be well-spoken. I want you to espouse the values of we're a great country, we're great people, you know, make me believe, even if it's not true, that democracy is a thing and we're,
yes.
and we are a beautiful country full of many people with different beliefs and we're all working together to get better.
Yes.
I think that is what I need. Before we go.
I was going to say, this is our campaign speech. Jessica and Andrea,
elect
2024.
Us.
I mean, you don't even have to like elect anybody anymore. We can just like say we're on the ticket, right?
Right.
So it's us, the honest women.
Yeah. I mean, this could be like phase two of this project.
I mean, maybe it
a little more than like a month, but maybe like 2028.
I don't think you actually need any experience. I don't think it really actually matters.
Right. No,
we just
I agree.
Could just stand there and we'll just speak truth and we'll be motivational and we'll make people laugh and believe and we'll... there it is.
I'll make you feel good. Honest Women 2028. Before we go, though, I got to say, one of the things that comes up when things are like this, especially for me, I work with a lot of women. It's kind of a sense of like, where is this world going? I'm so distressed. And for some people, that can become an actual like therapeutic issue. I also sent you a Facebook discussion from a therapist group. Again, therapists tend to be like the most anxious people on the planet. Mm-hmm. And it was around, how are you handling this when it comes up in your therapy room? You told me you don't really see this in your therapy room because of the type of work that you do. I do all the time. And so if our listeners are feeling that sense of dread, of hopelessness, of having to choose between things like our economy and something we value and like this right and like this platform and just feeling squeezed, like I have to choose between these things, or they're afraid of where the country's going, or they're afraid of unrest, I'm fucking afraid of unrest. I'm afraid of people being told that we're all enemies with one another and then that playing out, whether that is in a violent way like we saw this summer or at a nasty Thanksgiving table. Like, I don't like this. What can people do if they are feeling really bad and stressed right now?
I think one of the main things is just turn it off. Like, everybody's so addicted to it, right? Yeah. Like, just turn it off.
Turn it off.
And it's interesting. Turn it off. Turn off the news. Turn off your feed. Stop going on social media. And no, like it really is addictive. And I myself have gotten like on Twitter, X, whatever, for like an hour and been like, whoa, where did the time go? And I could feel it in my body, though. Mm-hmm. I couldn't fall asleep. And I'm like, wow, this is not good. There's nothing good about this. And, you know, my husband's really, really logical about things. And he'll always be like, Jess, all that matters is what happens inside these walls, honestly. He goes, that's all we can control is our house, how we raise our kids, what values, what beliefs, you know, that is what matters. And that sometimes just helps put it into perspective for me. That's what I can control is what happens in my house.
Yep. Yeah. Turn it off. Be done. You don't need to know. I heard something, and again, I just accept these things. It's like the gospel truth. That people who watch the most coverage, that engage the most on social media, end up being the least informed. Why? Because you're just being inundated with like opinion after opinion, vitriol after more vitriol. For example, the assassination attempt. You done learned everything you need to learn in 1 minute. Mm-hmm. If your television was running in the background for the next 10 to 12 hours, if you're refreshing your news source of choice to see the same information regurgitated with a new headline, there was nothing else to learn. You do not need to see that anymore. Just turn it off. Go be with the people in your home. Even be with the people. I had a funny like chance encounter with, someone I didn't know, but was exchanging goods with. Anyway, that sounds weird. I was exchanging goods with I was exchanging some goods with a man I didn't know. And he said something to me about how like people are so terrible. And I was like, yeah, not really one-on-one though. You know, like nice to meet you. You know, what? Come out of your house. Like
I actually totally disagree with that. I think there's so much good.
Yes.
And I see it every day, but it's not on my screen. It's
not on your screen.
It's in real life.
Yes.
It's not on the screen.
People are basically good, and that we all want the same things. We might not see the same path to get there, but we all want the same things. And the way that we're living now, just with the 24-hour news cycle, it's destroying us. So off the screens, meet people in your real life. Give yourself a break from this hot, hot, hot mess of a summer. next week, probably something a little less, I don't know, agitating than this. Are we? Are we going to give ourselves a break?
No, we don't give ourselves breaks.
Good Lord. All right. Here well, make we sure you're subscribed to find out whatever else we're getting into next Tuesday.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.